Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're just drifting through life on autopilot? Like you're reacting to things instead of truly living them? Well, I'm right there with you. That's why we're diving deep into the magic of self-awareness today, and how journaling and reflection can be your secret weapons. Let's face it, in this whirlwind of notifications, deadlines, and endless scrolls, it's easy to lose touch with ourselves. We become so focused on the external world that our inner voice gets drowned out. But self-awareness is the key to unlocking our true potential, to making decisions aligned with our values, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Journaling and reflection are like hitting the refresh button on your soul. So, how can we actually use these tools to build that crucial self-awareness? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, journaling isn't just for poets and angsty teenagers. It's a powerful tool to track your thoughts, feelings, and even your daily habits. By putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, you can start to identify patterns, triggers, and those little voice whispers that might otherwise get lost in the noise. You know, those moments where you find yourself saying, "I just don't know what I want," or, "Why am I doing this again?" Journaling helps untangle that mess. Second, don't be afraid to get messy. There's no right or wrong way to journal. Don't worry about grammar, punctuation, or even making sense. Just let it all out. Write down those random thoughts, fears, dreams, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Think of it as a safe space to explore your inner world without judgment. Third, reflect on your experiences. Don't just jot down what happened, delve deeper. How did certain situations make you feel? What were your thought processes? What would you do differently next time? This reflective practice is like hitting the rewind button on your life, allowing you to learn from your experiences and grow. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Self-awareness isn't about beating yourself up for past mistakes or striving for some unattainable ideal. It's about understanding your strengths and weaknesses, accepting both, and working towards becoming the best version of yourself, a journey, not a destination. And finally, remember that self-awareness is an ongoing process. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of things, and others when you feel lost. That's totally normal. Keep practicing, keep reflecting, and keep showing up for yourself. You've got this. Now, imagine this. You're at a big party, surrounded by people, but feeling completely disconnected. Your mind is racing, worrying about work deadlines, that awkward encounter you had earlier, what to say next. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us. But what if instead of getting swept up in the chaos, you took a moment for yourself? You found a quiet corner, pulled out your journal, and wrote down those swirling thoughts and feelings. Maybe you realized that you were feeling anxious because you hadn't taken a break all day. Or perhaps you noticed that you were comparing yourself to others, which was making you feel insecure. By acknowledging these thoughts and emotions, you could start to address them head-on instead of letting them control your experience. See, journaling doesn't just help you process what's happening, it empowers you to navigate those situations with more clarity and intention. So, remember, building self-awareness through journaling and reflection isn't about finding all the answers overnight. It's about taking small steps each day to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Think of your journal as your trusted confidant, always there to listen without judgment and guide you towards greater understanding. The more you write, reflect, and practice self-compassion, the clearer your path will become. Now, go forth and unleash your inner wisdom. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of self-reflection, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag OverthinkingCure. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.